On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Our final Friday financial update, at least until Christmas. And Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, thanks for the time.
Yeah, it's great. And I hope you're gearing up for a great Christmas, Steve.
I am, actually. Just today, and we drew names this year. So just today, I found online what I wanted to get, but didn't take the chance. I found it down the street and went and I've got my hands on it. So yeah, I kind of feel like I've accomplished great things already today.
Awesome. I love that gift exchange idea. It takes the pressure off trying to buy a million things. So well done.
Yeah. You know, with six kids and 12 grandchildren, and I was actually talking to someone else about that. It really does take a lot of the stress out of Christmas. And I do think it's maybe better stewardship. And although gift giving and buying is a great thing at this time of the year, a focus on the real reason for the season we want to remind people of. And you and I will take a little bit of time today to do that as we all prepare to celebrate the birth of the Christ, of Jesus Christ. And, you know, you're the money expert, Brian. We figured we'd reach out to you and see what Jesus had to say about money.
Yeah, probably the real money expert, right?
Was
Jesus. And as any believer knows, you know, Jesus came to die for our sins. But in the meantime, in his time on earth, he just poured out sort of all the knowledge and wisdom we need to thrive in our lives. And that includes in our financial lives. And, you know, even in the Old Testament with the Ten Commandments, you have reference to money. The Tenth Commandment, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods, which is a source of a lot of greed and discontentment right there, right? So we have a large and long biblical foundation around money, but there's two references to money that Jesus specifically spoke that I come back to time and again, just because I think they're so relevant to the way we live today. And the first one, Steve, is in Luke 12, and Jesus is in the parable of the rich fool, and he says, "Watch out," this is in verse 15, "watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And what a great teaching for the Christmas season. Life does not consist of in an abundance of possessions. So we're not supposed to be greedy. And some people think of greedy as like hoarding your money. But really, greed can often be expressed as just wanting more and more stuff, right? And that's our culture, right? That's the American way, is we are seeking an abundance of possessions, it seems, at all times. So such a powerful verse in how we live today. And I think it's a good check of, is that what we're trying to do? Am I living for an abundance of possessions? What drives my desire to earn a living, to increase my income? Is it so I can give more? Is it so that I can accomplish more and have greater influence as a believer? Or is it just more stuff?
Yeah, and hopefully our listeners have spent some time in the last couple weeks, part of the time we've spent in the last couple weeks talking about year-end giving, and of course, there's information on that on the website at johnmoore.com. Just click on the Insights tab to find out more. It's what a great practice this time of year to, especially on our Friday financial update, to take some time to see what Jesus had to say about our finances, and is a great reminder that, you know, as you've mentioned often, Brian, we're only stewards of what we have. It is the Lord's, and what we do with it, hopefully we practice, handling our finances and our belongings in a way that would bring glory to him.
Yep. And one note I would make on that specific verse, Steve, what he's talking about there is more about the heart issue, right? He's not saying put your money in stocks versus bonds or how much to give away. What he's saying is, hey, you know, watch the heart issues. Don't pursue more stuff. The other thing that stands out to me in that verse, considering last month's topic where Steve, you and I had some time going into wealth transfer and inheritance. The way that verse started was someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." So it was someone calling out, hey, Jesus, you're smart. Tell this guy he's got to give me some more of his money. You know, tell him I should get some more wealth. And Jesus goes right into a warning about wanting more stuff. And think about in that case, he's probably warning against the relational aspects of greed. And the second verse, Steve, I wanted to share is from Matthew 6. And this is a very popular verse. And if it's not one you're familiar with, I really encourage you to think about what it means for you. And it's all about treasures in heaven. And Jesus says in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And then in verse 24, it says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." So again, not telling you what to do with every dollar in a prescription, but thinking spiritually about wealth and the heart issues, right? And it says, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So if our treasure is all building up in our bank accounts because we see that as our source of security, or if we put all of our money towards fixing up our car because that's a really cool thing to do and it makes us look cool, or if we share our wealth with others, wherever your treasure is, your heart's going to follow. And you cannot serve both God and money. So we all have a choice, right? Are we serving money? Or are we serving God? That doesn't mean you shouldn't make money. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be economically productive. In fact, it's our ability to be economically productive that allows us to build wealth that we can share with others. But are we worshiping that money and what it means and what it symbolizes? Or are we coming back to worshiping God at all times? So really a powerful verse, again, about our heart and where wealth fits in to our priorities.
Yeah, you know, and something comes to mind as we go through that with me. I think, you know, first of all, perk up because the Lord is speaking. He's got something to say that we should probably apply because he loves us and he wants the best for us. And, you know, you think, you know, money, and this is something that I don't need to prove because if you've been on this earth any length of time, you know, money and wealth and things can come and go. But as you said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If our treasure is the Lord, and that's what we seek after, and that's what we desire, and he's even reminded us, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He is eternal. So we're never going to be disappointed if he is what is in our heart. If he is who is in our heart. So great insight, Brian. So much appreciate that. And look forward to closing out the year, spending some time together, full hour next week.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll come back to that topic, Steve, of year-end planning. It'll be right there at the finish line of the year. So maybe some last-minute considerations, financial considerations for listeners. But I do hope that these two verses just kind of inspire you to remember that when you're making money decisions, God cares very much about what you do with your money, not because he needs your money to accomplish his will, but because he wants to be in your heart and not be in competition with money in your heart, and that he does not want you to fall victim to the pain and suffering that can come when you're greedy. So there's a lot there, and hopefully listeners can find more time to dive into the word themselves and unpack that more for how that changes, could make changes in their lives.
Well, Brian, as always, thanks for your time and a very Merry Christmas to you, your friends, family, and loved ones, and enjoy celebrating Jesus.
You as well, Steve.
All right. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.